GTL News Podcast, God's Timeline. Welcome to our Prophecy Podcast, where we explore events of the past, present, and future. It's time to exterminate and expose misinformation and reveal the truth. We will discuss how ancient predictions relate to current events of our day. Timothy Thompson, a member of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, becomes a prophecy expert after 50 years of dedication. He aims to share his incredible knowledge and wisdom, a remarkable teacher. Shouldn't we understand prophecy if it's given by God? And now, presenting your host, Timothy Thompson.
Welcome, brothers and sisters. This is Timothy Thompson, and this is November the 29th, 2024, and it's the day after Thanksgiving. I am so grateful for all the blessings I have in my life. Sometimes I feel tired, and sometimes I feel worn out, and sometimes I just plain feel stressed out. But you know what gets me through it all? It's my love for Jesus Christ. Though I know I'm not perfect, I know I have things that I must overcome, but the one thing is, I have this attitude, never, 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 ever give up. If you're going to love the Lord with all your heart, then you're going to endure to the end. You're not going to turn away from Christ. Though we may fall away, but we need to pick ourselves back up. I look at life as we all struggle, right? We all go through things. Sometimes it's physical, sometimes it's not. But we need to pick ourselves back up and never ever give up. That is my thought for today, is I love the Lord with all my heart. I know that Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit are real. I know because of prophecy. I know because we're living during a time when prophecy is unfolding. That is one way to know that Jesus Christ is on the earth, that he is watching out after us. It's one thing to know. When you know prophecy and you see it happening, and you know the many hundreds of prophecies, and they are coming to pass, we have prophecies that are happening. Even in 2024, Iran is going to push to the north, south, and west, and you see that happen, and then you know what is getting ready to happen for 2025, and I'm recording this in 2024, and to make sure you understand, in 2010, I started to learn about these things, and I've seen several prophecies come to pass, and I'm going to have to go into another podcast in the future and share what those prophecies are. But for now, I want you to know that God is real. Jesus Christ loves you. He wants you to take the time to read the scriptures and to pray to him daily. I recommend if you go to a church that you would want to go to Christ Church, right? There are people who say that the church doesn't exist on the earth. They go from church to church trying to find the right church. And then when they find the right church, they reject it because they don't understand it. They said, well, this can't be true, but it's in the scriptures. They just don't understand it. So I'm glad that you have an open mind. And that church is the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. It has 12 apostles. It has a prophet at the lead that's at the head of the church. And the Bible talks about deacons and priests and elders. That's what it was 2,000 years ago. It's the same today, 2,000 years later. It is built the exact same way as it was 2,000 years ago. If you don't think so, it's because you need to have understanding. You need to study these things. But one thing about the church, it's about love. It's about loving one another, about caring about each other. It's not about hating somebody. You may disagree with somebody. Maybe they don't have the same beliefs you do as far as politics goes. You don't stop hating them. You pray for them. Pray for your enemies. Well, that is my message for the day after Thanksgiving. And this topic for this week, this is November the 29th, 2024, and this is Timothy Thompson. So we're going to talk about the seven seals. We've been talking about each seal one by one. This week it's the seventh seal, 2033 AD. And I'm going to read from an article I have here. It's to make sure that I don't mess anything. And this is some very important information. Some of it has been I've discussed over the past few weeks. But here we go. As you may understand, the earthquake precedes the opening of the seventh seal. Understanding the seven seals is crucial to grasping the timing of events that will occur. There is an enormous amount of events that will happen during the seventh seal. The seven trumpets will sound, and the second coming, etc. Well, we know that it's going to be an earthquake, and it's going to happen at the end of the sixth seal. We know that each seal stands for a thousand-year period of time. And at the end of the sixth seal, there will be an earthquake that will happen somewhere around the year 2027 to the year 2033. This earthquake will shake the mountains, and it will start off with the meteorites that will hit the earth. I believe, in my opinion, that this shakes things up. There's going to become the Antichrist. It's going to come to power. A king will come to power, and they will bring the mark of the beast system. Something is going to happen. I believe that is one scenario that could happen. And that will happen around, like I said, between 2027 and 2033, just before the seventh seal opens. And the seventh seal will open, we learned, in 2033. So Revelation chapter 6, the heading reads, Christ opens the six seals, and John sees the events therein. In the fifth seal, he sees the Christian martyrs, and in the sixth seal, he sees the signs of the times. Number one, what are the seven seals? The book sealed with seven seals, each representing 1,000 years. The first seal opened in 3967 BC, and the second seal opened in 2967 BC. The current seal is the sixth seal, and it opened in the year 1033 AD. Now, if you add another 1,000 years onto the year 1033, you'll end up with entering the seventh seal, which opened up during the year 2033. Please study the material to learn more about what happens in 2033. Now, Doctrine and Covenants, Chapter 77, verse 6, there's a question that's being asked. What are we to understand by the book John saw, which was sealed in the back with seven seals? DNC 77, and the answer, verse 6, we are to understand it contains the revealed will, mysteries, and the works of God, and the hidden things of the economy concerning this earth during the 7,000 years of a continuance or temporal existence. Now, in Revelation chapter 5, God granted Jesus a sealed book after he triumphed over the cross. It is the earth history, covering the past, present, and future. Now please check out Doctrine and Covenants 77, verse 6. Okay, also note that Jesus handed the book sealed with seven seals to John. John the Revelator, he saw and wrote those things down. We now have the book of Revelation. You know, important note is the term BC and AD are used to label for a number of years. For instance, before Christ is the years before Christ was crucified, and AD is after Christ. So that is how you understand AC and BC. BC before Christ, and AD think of after Christ. Now, number two is you need to understand what the midpoint is. You need to understand what the midpoint time is. Okay? This is very, really critical and very important to understand the timing of everything that's going on. The resurrection of Jesus Christ is the midpoint. So when Jesus Christ was resurrected, that started the fifth seal. On Sunday, April the 11th, 33 AD, the midpoint, the fifth seal open. Abinadad and Alma both point to Jesus' resurrection as the midpoint. The division occurred at Christ's resurrection, half before and half after. Then there would be 4,000 years from the resurrection of Jesus to the end of the earth. This means that the exact day when the fifth seal was open was This means that the exact day when the fifth seal was open was Sunday, April the 11th, the year 33 AD. In the year 2033, Easter will fall on April the 17th, 2033. It also means that the seventh seal will open on Sunday, April the 17th, 2033 AD as well. Now, please understand that I'm not setting a date as you may think. This date may be right or it may be off. However, it won't be off by much. So really, watch the signs. A significant event is engaging the nearness of the second coming of Jesus Christ. Now, because of this event, the world is moving towards a global monetary system, aligning with the mark of the beast, as stated in Revelation chapter 13. Do not take the mark, brothers and sisters. Do not sell your soul or worship the false Antichrist. Now, there are at least three major events that will take place around 2033. Now, understanding the midpoint and the seven seals will give you a clear understanding of the timing of the events. In 2033, the following would take place. The seventh seal will open around Easter, Sunday, April the 17th, 2033. Did you get that? The seventh seal will open. And this is when things get really interesting. This is marking 2,000 years since Christ's resurrection. The fifth seal begins when Christ was resurrected. Each seal represents 1,000 years. Notes, Revelation chapter 5. Jesus handed the book sealed with seven seals to John, the Revelator, and he saw and wrote many things down. We now have the book of Revelation. It's the history of the earth and the things of heaven. It contains the revealed wills, mysteries, and the works of God, the hidden things of the economy concerning the earth during the seventh years of continuance or temporal existence. Now, number three here is basically the first resurrection would take place. Some call it the rapture. Some do call it the rapture, but please note that there is more than one resurrection. The first resurrection of the saints would take place in the year 2033. Like I said, if I don't have it right, it won't be off by much, okay? So don't worry about that. I'm not giving you false teaching there. I'm giving you the truth. Sometimes it's hard to understand the timing, and sometimes it's difficult, but the events itself will take place. Okay, the first of seven trumpets will sound. Now this takes us to another whole category. Now the next few lessons I'll be talking about will be about trumpet number one, what happens there, what happens when number two, three, four, five, six, seven, one after another. It's hard to know how much time is in between, but we will tackle it the best that I possibly can. Now, you can learn more by studying the materials, watching videos, and viewing the documentary. And then starting January the 20th, around that time period, in 2025, I'm going to have a YouTube channel on YouTube and Rumble. So keep checking my podcast, keep checking my website. Check the God's Timeline, GTL.news, and I will leave links to the website. It will be a lot easier for me to explain this, and when I can use charts, and I can be there, and I can show you, I'm going to make it as most interesting as possible. I know that sometimes learning things can be quite challenging, but right now I'm doing it audio, and I'm reading text. Sometimes it may take some time to get used to what I'm saying, but follow along with the scriptures, and I'll be able to make it shorter topics. And make it clear and to the point and make it a lot easier to understand. So there's going to be a lot of resources here. And on GTL.news, feel free, you can actually check out the so-called timeline that I've created. I created a timeline on the site where you can follow along. And there's a chance that that's how you came about this audio. But check out the website, GTL.news, and feel free. Exactly what you want to do is you can go under podcast home on the top menu and scroll down to GTL chart, and that will be the timeline. You can also scroll down beneath on the bottom a little bit further above the podcast. There's a menu, navigating the video, signed guest book, podcast form, and then it says God's timeline. Click on God's timeline and you'll be able to see the actual chart. It's very interesting because I go back to when the first seal existed. You scroll to look at the time on the top there. You can go back to the first seal, click on read more, and learn about what happened during the first seal. But each of the first seal, second, third, fourth, five, six, seven, they all discuss in the same article, lead you to the same article, but I cover all seven seals in that article. So some amazing things are happening, brothers and sisters. I'm so glad that you're here. I'm thankful for you. I am about ready to end this basically podcast, and it's been very interesting. There's a lot more information. There's a lot more articles and links that I will be posted. God bless you. This is November the 29th, 2024. Have a great week and leave some feedback. Let me know how I'm doing. Hope that you followed along pretty well. God bless you and you have a great day. This has been a GTL podcast, a network. We care about you. God bless you. Have a great week. That's all, folks. Have a great weekend.